Good afternoon, George. How you doing? Good,
Brian. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. Thanks for joining.
Certainly.
Well, we're here certainly. On Below the Radar News, and we're here talking with George Merrick of the Interface Financial Group. And George, where are you located?
I'm actually located in California, in the Sonoma Valley, which is north of San Francisco.
Very nice. How's things going today for you in the Sonoma Valley?
Excellent. The weather is quite nice, and we're having a great spring day.
Very good. Same here back on the East Coast there in North Carolina.
Ah, okay. I was going to ask where you are.
Yeah, just outside of Raleigh. So we've got just about 20 minutes or so of airtime, and just wanted to talk a little bit about, learn a little bit about yourself and your IFG franchise and how business is going. Does that sound good with you?
That sounds good with me.
Awesome. So, so George, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm probably one of the more senior members of the amongst the franchisees. I worked in Silicon Valley for many years, more than 30 years, basically in high tech. I've been a CEO for both public and private companies. I've done acquisitions, mergers, venture capital-backed startups, and had operations virtually all around the world.
Oh, wow. Any ventures we might have heard of before?
Well, might have heard them, but most of them have been acquired or have gone by the wayside and been consolidated with other things. No, nothing to be famous for. No Googles or Facebook.
Sure. So, how about do you have a family?
Yes, I have a daughter, and she and her husband live down in Los Altos on the peninsula.
Oh, wow.
And I have two grandsons, one of which is pretty much brand new. He was born on February 19th.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, so you've explained you've had a very interesting past. What would you say was the defining moment that made you realize you wanted to make a change in your career and or your life?
Well, what we did is at a point about 5 years ago, we decided to I've had enough of the high-tech world and enough of the traveling that goes with it, which is probably way under underestimated by most people.
Sure.
And we decided to sort of semi-retire. We wanted to pick a nice place. We knew a lot about the wine country up here, so we found a place in Sonoma Valley. We're actually in the village of Glen Ellen. And so I began working part-time doing some general business consulting in Sonoma County. There's a large city here, Santa Rosa, California, which has a pretty broad economy, not a whole lot of high-tech, the things that I was used to. So I sort of just did some general business consulting for small companies, that, you know, just needed help. And since this was post-recession, what turned out to really be of most help to most companies who were at least fortunate enough to survive, they needed money, cash. And that sort of led me to look for some sort of, financial angle to my consulting business. I came across the Interface Financial Group, spent some time, did some due diligence, talked to some of the people, and it seems to fit perfectly, and that's mostly what I do now in my sort of post-consulting life.
Interesting. When you were consulting at a kind of in-between phase, was there any type of industry or clients that you were working predominantly with, or was it a variety of them?
Pretty much across the board, a variety. again, Sonoma County, I mean, obviously the wine industry is big, but there is some high-tech service businesses, lots of manufacturing, so a little bit of everything. But, yeah, pretty much across the board.
Great. And so you said you did some, you did your due diligence. Had you looked at any other franchises, and I guess comparably speaking, or if so, how did the IFG stack up, and what really stood out to you as the business that you wanted to be in?
Well, it's sort of the reason it sort of stood out amongst the other things I was looking at is, having done this consulting for a while, I had really focused in on trying to help small businesses. There's not that many big businesses up here, and you know, big businesses have alternatives and options. Small businesses rarely do. So part of my consulting was really to help give back a little bit to small businesses. I was fortunate to do very well in my prior career, so. Part of doing this is to help small businesses, people that are really committed to their business, and this seemed to be exactly where IFG was focused on, you know, businesses, say, anywhere from $250,000 a year in revenue up to, say, $20 million.
Oh, wow. Well, that is very nice of you, and I'm sure your clients are very appreciative as well.
Well, they are. I can honestly say they are. I'm almost certain that I give them much more help than most of the other people in the business, simply because of my background.
Great. How many? Just out of curiosity, how many clients would you say that you have right now, or at any given time?
Well, the way it works is, once we get a client, you know, our servicers are sort of as required. So we can work with a client for a couple months and then not see them again for 6 or 8 months. So
sure.
If we count everybody, we're probably looking at 20 to 25.
Okay.
That are on the list. Not all of them are active by any means.
Absolutely. So tell us, in terms of making that transition, I know you said you were partially retired. Were there any major hurdles that you had to overcome to purchase the franchise, to buy into the franchise? Was it, you know, any harrowing stories there?
No, not really. I mean, it was straightforward to me. You know, I had the resources to do it. It was more deciding if they were the right, you know, if IFG was the right thing for me and what I wanted to do.
Great. Well, that's good. That's great that you were able to do that. So how did it feel once you were, I know you were already in the consulting mind frame, but was there a difference, and how did it make you feel to start under the IFG umbrella and begin working with small businesses that way?
Well, it's, let's just say it's much more, would I say, instant gratification. I don't know if that's the right terminology, but when you're consulting with someone, you know, you make changes, you do things, and it usually takes a fair amount of time to see whether or not they're usually successful, but how successful they might be. With, you know, working with IFG and working with the businesses, I mean, getting people money that they can use to grow, I mean, it the gratification to me is pretty, you know, it takes place pretty quickly. And it makes me feel very good to help people. I've gotten emails from companies saying, "You saved our business." I think that's a bit over the top, but it certainly feels like you're really helping people in an area that they really need right now.
Absolutely. I bet there's a lot of good stories. That's good. Would you be able to maybe paint a picture of what it looks like to be engaged with one of your clients? What, maybe take us through that process and explain it a little bit for us.
Okay. Well, I think, Brian, I assume your background with IFG, you sort of know what we do.
Correct.
Yeah. So basically, when we meet with a client, most of the clients that we get are referred by banks or commercial loan people, SBA loan people. They're basically people that most of those institutions can't help. You know, the banks are still very tight with credit these days, despite what maybe some people think or what's being said. So when we meet with somebody, it's not as if we're the last resort, but they're usually pretty, you know, they're not in the best state of mind because they've been rejected probably more than once by, you know, the various institutions, you know, like I say, banks and loan companies. So basically we sit down with them and start to talk about their business. And I think one of the refreshing things that we offer is we don't look so much at the past. We've helped people who have bankruptcies, say, within the last 2 years, people that banks won't touch because of that. We work with new businesses. Most banks won't give anyone a credit line or loan or usually 2 years, sometimes 3 years for what they call a new business or a startup. To us, those are really sort of side issues because we want to sit down with the management of the company, the owners of the company, and see how committed they are. Do they have good products? We want to know who their customers are because ultimately with IFG, we're going to be purchasing assets, purchasing receivables, and the ultimate sort of a liability goes from their customer to IFG, not to them. So since we're not, it's a subtle thing, but since we're not loaning money, we're really buying assets, the risk for us moves to from the client to their customer, if that makes sense.
Sure, sure.
And allows us to work with clients who are good businesses but are not in the best of shape. And because we do that, I mean, the clients, as I say, are hugely grateful when we're able to do that because they've only seen their business through the eyes of, you know, the banks and other institutions that you know, let's just say, focus more on the past than we do. We're more about the future. Is the business growing? Is it a good business? Do you have good products, good customers? You know, you got, you know, rocked by the recession pretty badly and, say, lost money for 2 or 3 years. That's not a big issue for us.
That's pretty refreshing, especially in terms of finances. I'm sure for these small businesses that you're not harping on the past and that you're looking into the future and on the upside.
Well, exactly. And, you know, it's really critical to sit down, again, with the owners, the management, whatever, depending on the size of the company, and really get a feeling for how committed they are to their business. Because, you know, a lot of businesses, you know, if the management's not and the ownership are not committed, the likelihood of helping them is not good. And so it's a real critical part of sort of our service, our due diligence in deciding whether or not to fund a client.
Great. So I guess I'm trying to understand a little bit in terms of difference from your consulting background. I'm trying to think of, would you consider yourself more of a partner these days with IFG or more in the behind the scenes? How can you characterize that for me?
Well, I think it feels, and I think it's obvious, I become more of a partner with these clients. I get to know them well. I get to know their bankers, their accountants, you know, and I roll up my sleeves and I'm working with them. At IFG, one of the great things that I see in it is we handle everything. We meet with the clients. Well, we market our services. We meet with the clients. We do all the due diligence ourselves. We provide the funding. And it is an involvement that's pretty deep. And you know, it is a partnership. It's a good description for the relationship we have with our clients.
Great. Would you was there anybody or any one particular time in your life or experience that really inspired you to become an entrepreneur or to kind of go out on your own?
Well, I don't know. I think it happened sort of in the mid-90s. I'd been working. I worked many years for a company by the name of Ampex, which at one time was a high flyer. We were in the professional television equipment business. And as the face of television changed from very sophisticated, high-end, highly technical equipment to broadcasting over cable, using computer-generated materials, and you know, just the whole compression of broadband signals sort of ended the high-end professional television business. And so at that point in time, I started looking around. I worked for some other television businesses, but being close to Silicon Valley, you can imagine the buzz and going on there. So I did, you know, after that, work with some startups and, you know, like became employee number three kind of thing. So that was the first step in kind of getting out on the ledge, maybe not quite jumping. So, and then my experience in business, having bought and sold companies, looked at many hundreds of different kinds of companies during various parts of my career, I have a good feel for what a good business is versus a not so good business, and I'm able to sit down with the management and vet them pretty quickly and that kind of thing. So while it may seem like more entrepreneurial to some people, to me it's a very comfortable sort of natural thing because of what I've done in the past.
Huh. Wow. Well, you've obviously got the experience for it, so you're using it in the right way, it seems like.
Well, it seems right to me. At a point in my life, it seems helping other people, in addition to obviously making some money at it, but helping other people is very, very gratifying.
Great. Well, so speaking of helping other folks and other small businesses, what's the lay of the land right now in the Sonoma Valley or maybe beyond? Do you have any interesting projects going on, any interesting clients? What's business looking like? Give us a picture of that.
Well, business looks pretty good, and I've been with IFG now nearly 2 years. And so most of my experience has been post-recession, so there's been a lot of businesses that have recovered somewhat from the recession, some completely, but what's not recovered is the willingness for banks to help people. So for our business, that's obviously good, but in talking to other franchisees, excuse me, even when banks are loaning, the business is still good for us because there's a lot of new businesses coming out that the banks can't help. So it's fairly steady business regardless of what's kind of going on in the macro economy. But up here, as I said, things are recovering. Sonoma County is where I do most of my business. I have some clients down in Marin County and even down in San Francisco. But in general, I think California in this area is probably ahead of a lot of parts of the country. So things are not great, but they're certainly good.
Good. Okay. Would you say, and this may be a leap, but would you say that you're helping to foster new businesses come to life and get into the marketplace?
Well, yes, at times. I mean, I have an array of clients. Some are old businesses that have been around for 50 years, as an example. And in that case, one of my older clients like that, I mean, they've got really hurt badly by the recession. But coming out of the recession, their customers started coming back, And, for example, the bank said, well, look, we just can't. You've lost money for 2 years. Why don't you come back in a year and we'll see how you're doing? And, of course, that doesn't help when your customers are sending you purchase orders.
Right.
So I've helped people like that, and then I have helped new companies that had been in business. One here in the Santa Rosa area had been in business for 7 months, but they had great products and great customers, and they just couldn't get any kind of working capital to grow faster. So it was an ideal situation to really do, really, as you say, help a small business, sort of become a bigger, more successful business.
Great. Well, that is, I'm sure, very fulfilling.
Yes, it is indeed.
Well, we're getting ready to wrap up here, but where do you see yourself or your business in the next several years? Do you have any big plans?
I wouldn't say so, Brian. I mean, I don't have big plans. I would just like to see
no
it grow steadily and, again, help some people that really need help. Again, at this point in my career, I'm not looking to necessarily grow it substantially. I may get one of my nephews involved. He has a real nose for business and seems to be interested in it. I may get him involved, which would, help to grow it. But, I just want to see some steady growth for the next few years, and that would be fine for where I sit right now.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Just wanted to check.
Yes.
Well, George, I really appreciate your time. This has been very informative. Do you have any parting words for us or anything that you'd like to share that maybe we've skipped over?
Well, I don't think so, Brian. I think we covered everything, but I would just say I would just like to reemphasize this whole part of IFG and helping small businesses. Again, I can't give you client names, but there are people that have just said, we made our first profit in 3 years. We couldn't have done it without you. You're a godsend. I mean, obviously, it's, again, over the top. But when you get hear like that from clients, and I know the other IFG franchisees do, it's just so rewarding that you've really done something for somebody that helped them quickly and something they absolutely needed. It's just one of the great things about IFG.
Well, that's great. I wish I got that kind of feedback on a regular basis. So that's I applaud you for it.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you, George, for your time. So we're going to wrap it up, and just to recap, we're here with George Merrick from the Interface Financial Group in Sonoma County. And it's been a pleasure talking with you, George. I really appreciate your time, and I hope you have a great rest of your day and rest of your week.
Well, thank you, Brian. It was nice as well talking with you, and the same sentiments as well.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.